Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today, we'll take a closer look at how religious freedom relates to ethnicity in Malaysia. Then we've got a story on the grip pornography has in the U.S. and where to go for help. We'll give you the details in just a few moments. But first, the questioning of Americans in Malaysia this week is shedding light on the complexity of evangelism in that country. Two tourists were allegedly handing out religious pamphlets when they were detained by police. Those questioned are not even associated with mainstream Christianity, but Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us,
in the minds of most of the Muslim world, to be an American is to be a Christian.
This incident points to a broader issue in Malaysia, religious freedom being dependent on ethnicity.
If you are an ethnic Malay, the government says you are a Muslim and you have to be a Muslim. No one should talk to you about not being a Muslim. That ethnicity is sort of seen as off limits for the gospel.
But it's not just the Malay people who are facing pressure. Hannah Yeo is a member of Malaysia's cabinet. Despite being ethnically Chinese, she's taking flak for a book she authored, which mentions her involvement with a Christian discipleship group in college. Please pray for the gospel to spread among her colleagues.
Because I think as we see people in authority living out that Christian faith, it really can have an impact on the entire country.
And while there's a place for street evangelism, Nettleton reminds us we have to take a long, relational view of this work. Learn more, including ways you can pray for Malaysia, at missionnews.org. Next, refugees are on the move, both in and out of Syria. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says neighboring countries like Lebanon are seeing more of a refugee exchange than a wave.
Basically, there are many people who've been hiding out in Lebanon that are not able to move back to their home country of Syria because they have problems with the government.
Since the fall of the Assad regime, many in this category are returning home. But some groups are seeing persecution as a result of the regime change, pushing them back out of Syria. Kurdish people are one of these groups. Hosni says thousands have already fled to the northeast of their country.
And we're actually sending in aid to that area right now because many of those are believers who came to Christ in Lebanon, moved back to North Syria, and now they've been internally displaced within Syria.
Hosni senses hope on the ground in spite of political volatility.
We just need to be praying for the situation and not putting our hope in the political changes, but we can be happy that good changes are happening and be also just trying to seize the spiritual opportunities that this presents.
And finally, if you are a Christian, you have God's Spirit and His promises in the Bible to hold on to. You also know that there are temptations that can quickly derail your life and mission. And one of those temptations in the U.S. is pornography. Yet not everybody thinks it's wrong. Steve Vandermolen of Set Free says,
statistics that I'm most concerned about is 55% of men and women don't believe pornography is bad. That number goes way up to 90% for those under 25 years old.
If that's you or a loved one today, please take the facts to heart. Porn is no innocent thing to God or to others.
Like drugs and alcohol, viewing pornography stimulates a release of dopamine in the brain. The more that you view pornography, the more you need. Impacts occur with relationships, marital, work, etc. Isolation, the more people get into pornography, the more they tend to isolate because of the shame that comes with it.
God's word offers hope and help. If you know someone who's trapped in this, pause right now and ask God what you need to do.
Pornography is of the evil one, and we need to break this addiction. We need to communicate its impact and work together so that going forward, we can see this trend change, especially amongst our young people.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.